A recording, Nectar Devotion Classes, Part 2, Chapters 32 through 34. This is the Southern Ocean of the Nectar Ocean of Devotion. This is the fifth wave, and these three chapters, 32 through 34, Rupa Goswami discusses the principle of Stayi Bhav. This fifth wave is the last wave in the southern division, or southern ocean, which is known as Dakshin Vibhag of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. The southern division is called, or describes, Samanya Bhagavad Bhakti Ras, which means the general symptoms or characteristics of the transcendental mellows, or the Bhagavad Bhakti Rasas. In other words, the general symptoms or characteristics of the five Mukhya or major rasas, Shantarati, Dasyarati, Sakyarati, Vatsalya Rati and Madhura Rati, and the seven Gona Rasas or secondary Rasas, like astonishment and chivalry and humor and ghastliness, etc. Srila Prabhupada, he describes this chapter 32. He gives it the title Symptoms of Continuous Ecstasy, which is Srila Prabhupada's way of just defining Stayi Bhav. Stayi Bhav, Stayi means stan, fixed, permanent, innate. This is the permanent devotional mellow within the heart of the jiva. We can relish rasa when various emotional components heighten and churn our affection for Krishna. This affection is for Krishna, which is Stayi Bhav, is the subject of these three chapters, chapter 32 through 34. Chapter 32 describes five direct forms of affection for Krishna. Bhava means affection, love, or feelings. So Stayi Bhav denotes our permanent mood of affection for Krishna. That's why Prabhupada translates Stayi Bhav as permanent or continuous ecstasy. In Nectar of Devotion, it's just Stayi Bhav is defined like this. And second part, fifth wave, chapter 1, verse 1. Avirudana virudamscha bhavanyo vashatam nayan surajiva virajeta sastai bhavuchyate. That bhava, which is resplendent like the best of kings, keeping under its control the avirudha, or compatible emotions, such as laughter and so on, and the virudha, or incompatible emotions, such as anger and so on, is known as Stayi Bhav. Stayi Bhav is sometimes also called rati. Of course, bhav itself is often known as rati, so it can be confusing, but it's rati we say, like we sometimes we say Shantaras, or the gopis are in Madhura Ras or Madhurya Ras, but it can also be called Madhurya Rati or Sakya Rati. So that indicates that the Madhurya Rati, the Madhurya, or the sweetness, intimacy, and confidentiality of the relationship is a permanent mellow. Rati for Krishna is known as Stayi Bhav. This rati is of two types, primary, which is mukhya, which is five, and gona or secondary. Rati, which is the essence of the combination of the ladini and samvit potency, and thus purely composed of shuddha sattva, is known as mukhya rati. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also describes Stayi Bhav, page 937, he says, Stayi Bhav is one of the five essential ingredients of Bhakti Ras, the permanent sentiment of love for the Lord, and one of the five primary relationships of tranquility, shantarati, or shantaras, servitude, dasyaras, or dasyarati, friendship, sakyaras, or sakyarati, parental affection, vatsalyarati, or vatsalyaras, or conjugal love, madura rati, or madhuri ras. This dominant emotion of the heart in one of the five primary relationships is also known as mukhya rati, primary attachment. So I'm talking about rasa. How it's a combination. The stayi bhava is the basis. Like madhura rati is conjugal love or sringara rasa. Erotic love between Radharani and Krishna, or Radha and the Gopis and Krishna. This is the permanent mellow, and when this stayi bhav of madhura rati, of madhuri ras, combines with four other bhavas, then it produces what is known as rasa. So rasa, this is a small review, rasa is a short A, R-A-S-A, rasa. This is the spiritual transformation of the heart, which takes place when the perfectional state of love for Krishna, known as rati, in this case, for example, madhura rati, is converted into liquid emotions by combination with various types of transcendental ecstasies. In other words, when the stayi bhav, or the permanent emotion of the heart, in one of the five primary relationships of neutrality, servitude, friendship, parental affection, or conjugal love, mixes with four other bhavas, namely vibhav, which is a combination of alambana and udipana, then anubhav, sattvic bhav, and vyabhichari bhav, thus producing an extraordinary taste in the heart of the bhakta. This is called bhakti ras. Sometimes bhakti ras is rasa is described as the state of aesthetic consciousness, and appropriate to this discussion is that sometimes when can this actual bhakti ras be tasted? And it's told that in Jiva Dharma that one who can actually relish bhakti ras within his heart, was actually very rare, he is known as a rasik bhakta. At the stage of bhava bhakti or bhava, a devotee's heart becomes infused with the shuddha sattva potency from the heart of one of Krishna's eternal associates in Braj. This shuddha sattva is then known as Krishna Rati, the first dawning of divine love. When this permanent sentiment of love combines with the other ecstatic emotions, it generates the unique experience of bhakti ras. One who is eligible to taste this rasa is known as a rasika bhakta. So this whole experience of rasa is something which one will experience or taste at the level of bhava. So there's the analogy is the sthayi bhav is often compared to a king. He's dominant, he's the king of these five different bhavas. Alamban bhav, anubhav, vibhav, vyabhachari bhav, etc. Of all these bhavas, the sthayi bhav is the mukhya, it's the main one, it's the primary, dominant, it dominates. So therefore, it's called the king of bhavas. So sthayi bhav is called the king of bhavas for two reasons. One is that sthayi bhav is the most essential element of rasa. And two, all other emotions are under its dominion. So this sthayi bhav is the most essential element of rasa. Why is that? Our mood of affection for Krishna is the permanent foundation of our heart, and therefore it is the most important element of rasa. To explain this, the following analogy is offered. Since Rupa Goswami has called this wonderful book Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Sindhu, the ocean of nectar of bhakti ras. So rasa consists of an interaction among the five bhavas, which we mentioned, sthayi bhav, which is primary, then vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and sanchari bhav, which is sometimes called vyabhachari bhav. So similarly, the ocean consists of an interaction between seawater, wind, waves, tides, etc. Sthayi bhav is comparable to the seawater, which is constant and always there and dominant. And the other four bhavas are comparable to wind, waves, tides, etc. In other words, they're changeable, they come and go. All these elements, wind, waves, tide, etc., are essential parts of the ocean. Without waves, the ocean seems incomplete. And without winds and tides, there can be no waves. Nonetheless, the seawater is by far the most important element of the ocean because it is the permanent foundation upon which the other elements interact. Similarly, sthayi bhav is the permanent foundation upon which the other bhavas interact and is therefore the most essential element of ras. Now the second reason why the sthayi bhav is called the king of bhavas is that it dominates all the other emotions. It's the sthayi bhav is the dominator of all other emotions. Sthayi bhav is the king, and all other emotions of rasa are dominated by it. Sthayi bhav subdues and dominates them. In a kingdom, all the subjects cooperatively serve the king. Similarly, all the emotions of rasa cooperate to enhance sthayi bhav. In Nectar Devotion, on page 271, Srila Prabhupada summarizes this. The continuous ecstasy of love, which means sthayi bhav, can remain like a powerful king subduing all temporary manifestations of love, which are the other four other bhavas, as well as any opposing elements of anger. These are the seven secondary raguna rasas. So there are two varieties of sthayi bhav. One is known as mukhya rati, which includes five categories, the direct main principle, dominant, innate loving attachment to Krishna, which is called Mukhya Rati. So this is the first type of Sthayi Bhava. This is neutrality, which is called Shanta Rati, servitude, Dasi Rati, friendship, Sakya Rati, parental love, motherly love, fatherly love, Vatsalya Rati, and conjugal love. This is Madhura Rati. Then the second variety of Sthayi Bhava is called Gona Rati, indirect or secondary. And there are seven secondary rasas: laughter, hasiras, astonishment, chivalry, lamentation, anger, fear, and dread. Srila Prabhupada writes on page 271 of Nectar of Devotion, Sthayi Bhava can be exhibited directly or indirectly, and thus ecstatic love can be described as direct or indirect. Prabhupada saying ecstatic love, he means the Sthayi Bhava. Since Rati is synonymous with Bhav, we can understand that neither variety of Sthayi Bhava can manifest until the devotee attains the platform of Bhava. So on the platform of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti or Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, one cannot actually experience Bhakti Ras. This is an experience that begins on the level of Bhava. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada states on page 271, these symptoms of ecstatic love are possible only when one is fully situated in a transcendental position. And Prabhupada goes on to explain more about Mukhya Rati, the five types of Sthayi Bhava. Mukhya Rati exhibits two natures. One is called Swartha, S-V-A-R-T-H-A, which means self-nourishing, and two, Prartha, which means nourishment-giving. Srila Prabhupada describes these two groups as selfish and selfless. So Swartha, self-nourishing, indicates Swartha, means artha, means benefit, and swa means one's own. Swartha means object or wealth of one's own wealth or one's own benefit. That's why Prabhupada translates Swartha as selfish. This indicates one who works for his own interests. When our permanent affection for Krishna is Swartha, it takes nourishment from other emotions. This means that when a devotee is situated in one of the five primary relationships with Krishna, experiences different emotions, those emotions will act on the Sthayi Bhava to nourish it, in the case of favorable emotions, or to cause unbearable despondency in the case of unfavorable emotions. Because this type of rati nourishes its own Sthayi Bhava, it is called Swartha or self-nourishing. The second nature of Mukhya Rati is Prartha, which means nourishment-giving. This indicates one who works in the interest of others. When our permanent affection for Krishna is Prartha, it gives nourishment to other emotions. This will be clarified in chapter 33. In other words, when Rati, instead of nourishing its own Sthayi Bhava, recedes into the background and nourishes one of the seven secondary emotions, or Gona Rati, it is called Parartha, nourishment giving. These seven secondary emotions of laughter, anger, fear, dread, astonishment, etc., are different from Swartha Vritti, which is purely composed of Shuddha Bhav. But because they are connected with Mukhya Parartha Vritti, the word Vritti has been used for them. Only when Parartha Vritti is in one of the five primary dominant emotions, recedes into the background and nourishes the seven secondary emotions, do they attain the status of Guna Vritti. So now we'll discuss the different types of Vritti versus neutrality. This is described on page 271 of Nectar of Devotion. The first type of Stahi Bhav is Shuddha Vritti, neutral affection. There are three divisions of neutral affection for Krishna. 1. Samanya, general. 2. Swachha, transparent. 3. Shanti, peaceful. Prabhupada writes, neutrality can be further divided into general, transparent, and peaceful. Now, in this Shuddha Vritti, in other words, it's pure attachment for Krishna, but it's in a neutral mood. This comes before. This is not to be confused with Shanta Vritti. This is almost like preliminary Vritti, neutrality. The Anubhavas of Shuddha Vritti. Srila Prabhupada summarizes the Anubhavas of Shuddha Vritti. First of all, small review of Anubhav. We mentioned there are five bhavas which combine together to produce bhakti ras, the thrill and taste of bhakti ras that a devotee experiences at the level of bhava and prema. These five bhavas, or four of them, combine with the sthayi bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, sanchari bhav, or vyabhachari bhav. So one of these bhavas is called anubhav. So the prefix anu, A-N-U, means after, or in the wake of, or following. So anubhava is one of the five essential ingredients of rasa, which include, again, sthayi bhav, vibhav, which is alambana and nudipan, anubhav, sattvic bhav, and sanchari or vyabhachari bhav. So what are anubhavas? They follow, in other words, they follow the other bhavas. So anubhavas are outward actions or expressions which display or reveal the spiritual feelings and emotions awakening in the heart. There are 13 different anubhavas, including dancing, singing, rolling on the ground, loud crying, writhing of the body, roaring, yawning, breathing heavily, giving up concern for public image, salivating, loud laughter, staggering about, and hiccups. So Prabhupada explains on page 271 in relation to this Shuddha Vritti, or the Anubhavas of Shuddha Vritti. He says, it can be manifest sometimes in trembling of the body and changing of the color of the eyes from red to white, although there is no symptom of any particular affection. So now, as we mentioned, this neutrality, or Shuddha Vritti, has three subdivisions. So the first subdivision is Samanya Vritti, which means general affection. Samanya Rati occurs when one's affection for Krishna has not yet matured into a specific relationship, such as Madhurya Rati, Vatsalya Rati, Sakhi Rati, Dasya Rati, or Shanta Rati. Srila Prabhupada says on page 271, an attraction for Krishna by the people in general or by children cannot take any specific or satisfactory position. If a person who has never taken the association of even a single devotee firmly situated in his particular perfectional relationship in one of the five transcendental rasas, may nevertheless awaken a general samanya type of rati by the maturing of his routine practice of bhajan. This non-specific type of rati of a general person is known as samanya stahibhav. It is said to be general because it is devoid of the specific characteristics of shanta, rati, dasi rati, etc. So this is called shuddha rati, or neutrality, not to be confused with shantaras. This is a state at the very beginning of bhava, where one is very much attached to Krishna and has a great affection for Krishna, but is not specified in any one of the five ratis. It hasn't even come to the platform of shantarati. So it's called general. It's a general type of affection. It's still very high because it manifests at the level of bhava, at the very beginning of bhava. And it may come just as by cultivating sadhana bhakti without high association of advanced rasik or bhava bhaktas. One couldn't come to this level of shuddha rati. There's an example here, page 271. One old man was told by a young man, just see how this child, only 3 years old, is so jubilant. Simply by seeing Krishna, he's running so swiftly, making a tumultuous sound. Just see. Due to the child's young age, his affection has not yet matured into any specific sentiment, Prabhupada states. This is an instance of neutral, ecstatic love in the heart of a child without any specific subdivision. In other words, he doesn't have any mukhya rati, any sthayi bhav is not manifested or developed, but there's some affection, neutral, ecstatic love. Another example is the Braja Gopis. Their specific conjugal affection for Krishna cannot satisfactorily manifest before the age of maturity. In time, they will grow up to become gopis, but before maturity, their affection for Krishna is in no specific category. It is general. So it is called samanya. Samanya means a general affection. The second type of neutrality, or shuddha rati, is called swacha rati, transparent affection. This occurs in a devotee who does not yet possess any specific affection for Krishna, but who sometimes reflects the affections of various devotees, just like a transparent crystal reflects the color of any object placed in its proximity. In other words, a crystal is clear, like glass, by nature. But if you put it next to a red ball or a blue ball, then that color of the ball will come inside the crystal, and the crystal will appear red or blue because of the object next to it. So someone may not have any specific color of love or color of devotion or attachment or affection for Krishna, but by being the association of very high-class advanced devotees, he may reflect some of their emotions. Prabhupada explains on page 272, their symptoms are manifested transparently, just like jewels. If one has associated in a routine manner with the five different types of devotees, all situated in their respective perfectional relationships, or sthayi bhavs, of Shanta, Rati, Dasi Rati, and so on, then upon the maturing of his bhajan, five different types of Rati may be exhibited in him at different times in accordance with the association that he keeps. When such a devotee associates with Shanta Bhaktas, he exhibits Shanta Rati. When he associates with Dasya Bhaktas, he exhibits the qualities and symptoms of Dasya Rati. When he associates with Sakya Bhaktas, Sakya Rati. Vatsalya Bhaktas, Vatsalya Rati. And when he associates with devotees in the conjugal mood of Kanta Bhav or Madhura Rati, he exhibits Madhura Rati. Nevertheless, he himself has no firmly fixed adherence to any one designated bhav. This type of rati is called swacha stahi bhav. So the example that's given is very nice in page 272. A great devotee Brahman would sometimes address the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Master, and sometimes joke with the Lord using different kinds of familiar words. So here it's Dasya Rati and Sakya Rati. Sometimes he would protect the Lord with filial affection. Now we have Vatsalya. Sometimes he would cry out to the Lord, addressing the Lord as beloved. And sometimes he would meditate on the Lord as his super soul. So there are five. Again, in review, there are five types of sthayi bhav, the different types of rati of devotees firmly established in their specific moods of shanta bhav are known as the etc. are known as the five types of sthayi bhav. By the influence of associating with a devotee who is situated in one specific ras, only one type of rati among the five is awakened in a devotee upon maturing of his bhajan. In the Shanta Bhaktas, Shanta Rati is awakened. In the Dasya Bhaktas, Dasya Rati is awakened. In the Sakya Bhaktas, Sakya, etc. Thus, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Ujvala or Madhura are the five primary or mukhya rasas. They are successfully superior in quality. This is a summary of the nature of these. The characteristics of Shanta Rati is that one's intellect is fixed in Krishna. Krishna Nishta Buddhi. The characteristic of Dasya Rati is that one is attached to the service of the Lord, Seva, Krishna Seva. The characteristic of Sakya Rati is that it is devoid of any reverential feelings towards Krishna. In other words, the sense of equality with Krishna's friends. The characteristic of Vatsalya, or parental affection, is that it is filled with affection, or sneha, for Krishna. The characteristic of Madhura Rati is that such devotees please Krishna by awarding him the association of their bodies, sangi sanga danena. Thus, each quality should be considered as superior to the one preceding it. In Shanta Rati, or tranquility, or peacefulness, or passive adoration, there is only one quality, Krishna Nishta. In other words, one's intellect is fixed in Krishna. He's always thinking of Krishna, but is not rendering any practical service. In Dasya Rati, there is Krishna Nishta and the quality of Dasya, Krishna Seva. So in the Dasya Rati, there are two qualities. Similarly, in Sakya Rati, there are three qualities. Krishna Nishta, and Krishna seva and the quality of sakya or friendship, intimate friendship and equality and absence of reverence. In Vatsalya, there are four qualities: Krishna nishta, Krishna seva, and the absence of reverence. And the fourth quality is the quality of sneha, or affection, in nourishing and taking care of Krishna. In Madhura Rati, there are five qualities: Krishna nishta, Krishna seva, and equality, and feelings of sneha, or affection, caring for Krishna, plus nij anga sanga dhan, awarding the association of one's limbs. In other words, giving one's very body, full body, to Krishna for his pleasure. The analogy of the development of the five rasas from Shantarati to Madhura Rati is like the elements of the five elements, Panchabhuta. In ether, there is one quality, sound. In air, there are two qualities, sound and touch. In fire, there are three qualities, sound, touch, and form. In water, there are four qualities, sound, form, touch, and taste. And in the earth, there are five qualities, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. So, thus, in Shanta, there is one quality, in Dasya, two, Sakya, three, Vatsalya, four, and Madhura Rati, all five qualities are present. Now, the five primary emotions, or ratis, will be described. Shanta Rati, tranquility, or peaceful affection, occurs in those who are completely detached from sense gratification, but who have no inclination for an active relationship with the Lord. In other words, Shanta Bhaktas are liberated personalists who lack the more advanced sentiment that Krishna is mine, Krishna is my master, my friend, my child. This is known as mamata, mamata buddhi, the conception or the thought, the conception of mine-ness, the sense of Krishna's mind, that is absent in Shantarati. One acharya was explaining this mamata bhav, that is mamata bhav, how we should have these feelings towards our guru and towards our ishtadev, Radha and Krishna, my Radha, my Krishna, my guru. And he said we should not be mindless. Mindless means without or devoid. We should not be without this quality or this bhav. We should be very much possessive. We should possess of feelings towards Krishna and towards Radha and the gopis and our Gurudev, my Radha, my Krishna. Don't be minus, that Krishna is mine. Resoluteness or steadiness of mind, nirvikalpatva, is known as shama or equanimity. The material disposition by which one renounces the inclination for material sense enjoyment and becomes established in the bliss of the self is called shama. The rati or affection or attachment of persons who are predominated by this shama or equanimity and who, due to seeing Sri Krishna as the Paramatma, are devoid of mamata, or a sense of possessiveness in relationship to Krishna, are called Shanti Rati. Mamata refers to a deep sense of attachment to Krishna by which one thinks, Krishna is my master, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is mine. The two examples given, Nectar Devotion, page 272, the four Kamaras, the two examples of Shantabhaktas, the four Kamaras, and the Brahma Nishtha devotees, whose desire to see the Lord is awakened after associating with pure devotees. When Narada Muni was glorifying Krishna's Leela with his Veena, the four Kamaras headed by Sanak, although they were previously merged in the impersonal conception of Brahman, they started trembling all over when they heard Narada glorify Krishna's Leela. At another time, a devotee once exclaimed, "Although I can achieve liberation simply by serving the devotees, my mind is still very much anxious to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a dark cloud." When a devotee is so anxious to contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that can also be accepted as a symptom of neutral love. Pure and mixed flavors. Shantarati. Shantabhaktas do not possess mamata buddhi, this conception of mindness. But there are three groups of devotees who do. In other words, the Dasya Bhaktas, Sakya Bhaktas, and Vatsalya Bhaktas, and also, of course, Madhurya Bhaktas. The servants, the Dasyas or Pritis, Sakya friends, and Vatsalya, the parents. Of course, no one can actually compare with the Mamata Bhav of the gopis. Because the gopis' conjugal love has mamata buddhi, the conception of mindness, to such an intense degree that it is actually characterized as a separate from the mamata buddhi of those in Dasya Sakya and Vatsalya Ras. Prabhupada writes, page 272. One group consists of devotees who are completely dependent on the merciful affection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the servants, Priti or Dasya. Another group consists of those who are dealing with Krishna on friendly terms, Sakya or friend. The third group consists of those who are dealing with Krishna as his superiors with parental affection. So there, these three groups have mamata buddhi. Of course, the mamata buddhi of the gopis is not mentioned here, but it is the topmost. It's so intense that it's in a category all by itself. Mamata buddhi can be either kevala, which means unmixed or pure, or sankula. Sankula means mixed. One finds unmixed possessiveness or pure possessiveness in a devotee whose service mode is exclusively dasya, servitude, friendship, sakya, or parental affection. And Prabhupada writes, when the attraction for Krishna is based on only one particular humor, that means mellow or rasa, like madhura rasa, that humor is called kevala, or the pure state. One in this pure state of devotional service gradually desires to follow in the footsteps of an eternal associate of Krishna, such as rasala, the personal attendant of Krishna in Goloka, Vrindavan, and Dasyarati, or to follow Krishna's friends like Sridham and Sudama in Sakyarati, or to follow Nanda and Yashoda, devotees in Parantud. Ecstatic love for Krishna is never manifest directly with Krishna himself. The devotee has to follow in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. So this is indicating Raghunuga Bhakti, the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. Kevala Bhakti. Now this term sankula one finds mixed possessiveness, mamatabuddhi or sankula, in a devotee whose service mood, that means his sthayibhava, is a blend of servitude, friendship, or parental affection. For example, Uddhava's mood is sankula, servitude mixed with friendship. In other words, dasirati mixed with sakirati. One transcendental humors, Prabhupada says on page 273, with Krishna become mixed, sankula. The result is called mixed humor or flavor. It means mixed rasa. Such mixed transcendental rasas or flavors are manifested by such devotees as Uddhava, Bhima, and Mukura, the personal attendant of Mother Yashoda. Although devotional humors are sometimes found in mixtures, a particular humor or rasa is always found to be a prominent and constant factor. That prominent humor is to be accepted as the devotee's main relationship with Krishna. For example, Uddhava is in a relationship with Krishna as a friend. In other words, Sakirati is his sthayibhava. But in Uddhava's character, a trace of servitude to Krishna is also visible, which is Dasirati. Such friendship is called friendship in reverence. The friendship typified by Sridham and Sudham in Vrindavan, however, is the standard of friendship without any tinge of reverence. Now, discussion of Dasirati, servitorship. Dasirati, which is sometimes called Priti, Pritirati. The essence of Dasirati is a feeling of inferiority in relation to Krishna, and therefore a sense of dependence upon Krishna's favor and kindness resides in the heart. Prabhupada explains, page 273. He calls this Dasirati, he calls it subordinate ecstatic love. This is actually Dasirati, or servitude. The devotees who always think of Krishna as a superior are in subordinate ecstatic love. To such a devotee, the concept of inferiority to the Lord is very prominent, and he rarely takes interest in any other kind of transcendental loving humor with the Lord. So this Dasirati, the devotee, because he considers himself inferior, he's fit to receive the Lord's favor, and he has a kind of worshipful attitude towards Krishna. And this worshipful attitude is called Priti Rati. This produces attachment for Krishna, and that attachment destroys attachment for all other things. Now the third sthayibhava is Sakirati, or friendship. The main characteristic, as we mentioned, of Sakirati is a feeling of equality with Krishna. The friend of Krishna, or the Sakya, he thinks, Krishna is one of us. This type of affection is devoid of shyness, and it's characterized by prankish, humorous behavior. Prabhupada writes on page 274, on the friendly platform, Sakirati, there are different kinds of laughing and joking conversations. There's an example in Bhagavatam. Once Krishna was thinking, today, while I was engaged in tending the cows and the pasturing ground of Vrindavan, I went to collect some flowers in a beautiful garden. At that time, my friends, the cowherd boys, were unhappy even to tolerate a 2-minute separation from me. And when they found me, there was competition between us as to who would touch the other first with the flowers we had in our hands. At another time, a friend criticized Krishna. "Hey, Damodar, although you have been defeated by Sridham and have become sufficiently minimized in strength, by a false expression of strength, you have somehow covered your shameful condition of defeat." So one who possesses this type of rati, where he considers himself equal to Krishna, in all respects is considered to be a sakha, or a friend of Krishna. Because sakirati induces the sense of equality with Krishna, this type of rati, or loving affection, or sthayibhav, is characterized by vishramba, which means a deep feeling of intimacy, which is devoid of all restraint, respect, formality, etc. This vishramba rati is known as sakirati. Because of this absence of restraint, there is joking and humorous behavior shared between Krishna and his friends. Unlike the servants in Dasyarati, Krishna's friends are devoid of the conception that they are subordinate to him. Now, the fourth sthayibhav, mukhya rati, vatsalya rati, parenthood. The essence of vatsalya rati is a sense of seniority or protective superiority toward Krishna. Let's see the difference between dasya rati with vatsalya rati. In dasya rati, the devotee is the object of Krishna's mercy, and he's subordinate and dependent on Krishna. In vatsalya rati, Krishna is the object of the devotee's mercy, and he is subordinate and dependent on his devotee. Indeed, those in vatsalya rati, parental love, always shower Krishna with their kind, affectionate favors. One finds vatsalya rati in devotees who are Krishna's elders, like Yashoda, Nanda, Rohini, and even Balaram. Krishna derives bliss by honoring and worshipping these great souls. Prabhupada explains, page 274, when Mother Yashoda heard that Krishna's cows were being forcibly moved by the strong servants of Kamsa, and that the tender coward boys were trying to protect their cows, Yashoda began to think, "How can I protect these poor boys from the invasion of Kamsa's servants?" This is an instance of a superior attitude in a devotee. As soon as Mother Yashoda found Krishna returning from the pasturing ground, she immediately began to pat him, touching her fingers to the cheeks of the Lord. So devotees who have this vatsalya rati, they consider themselves as elders superior to Krishna and are honorable by him. Their rati, or loving affection and attachment for Krishna, is imbued with kindness and favor towards Krishna. And they display activities such as protecting Krishna, nurturing him, offering him blessings, touching his chin, smelling his head, chanting mantras to protect him, etc. The fifth type of mukhya rati, or sthayibhav, is called conjugal love, or madhurya rati. Rupa Goswami also describes this as priyata rati, just like priya and priyatam, Radha and Krishna. Priyata rati, or madhurya rati, conjugal love. And in 274, he gives these characteristics. Krishna and the Braja Gopis exhibit madhurya rati in different ways, by glancing lovingly at each other, moving their eyebrows seductively, speaking very sweet and charming words, and exchanging love surcharged smiles. The rati of the gopis, which is the original cause of the eight types of sambhog, or conjugal enjoyment with Krishna, such as remembrance, beholding the beloved, and so on, is called priyata rati. This is nourished or expressed by sidelong glances, movements of the eyebrows, intimate words, and sweet smiles are all manifested as anubhavas of the sthayi bhava of madhura rati.